T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've been talking about this a number of times. That's really nothing to laugh about.
No, crumbling foundations are an issue, and the Connecticut Foundation Solution Indemnity Company was set up to help repairs. Here to talk about it, State Senator Saad Anwar, Democrat Southwest. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much, Ray and Joe, for having me.
It's good to have you on. So originally, the maximum setup for this was $121.6 million. And stunningly, it's almost over. It's money's almost all gone.
God.
Obviously, we know this is a problem, but are you surprised that this is gone, you know, to the ends of the finances as quickly as it has?
Well, this was expected. From day one, we knew that the problem is far bigger than the resources that we have.
Right.
And this was truly a math issue that we needed to actually have the right amount of funding to be able to address this. And we felt that the first thing was to help as many as you can and identify other strategies to be
right.
able to make sure that we help others as well.
Right now, 90 homes are under repair, okay? But there could be as many as 35,000 that are going to need the repair. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, I think it's way more difficult than I thought to replace a foundation than it is. It's really tough. And, you know, it's a major process. And sometimes, I mean, I've heard reports, Senator, of like 100,000, 120,000. I mean, this is major stuff.
Yes, this actually just completely impacts every aspect of individuals' lives. And I've been unfortunate to see so many of my community members, the neighbors in all of the towns that have been impacted, that they have to be away from their home for almost 6 months at times, and the amount can go up to $250,000 for some of the homes.
Right.
And this is truly, I mean, our number one savings in our life is our homes.
Right.
That's our safety net.
For most of us, yeah.
That's going away for all of the communities and our neighbors.
And this hits home to you, Senator, because you represent East Hartford, Ellington, East Windsor, and South Windsor, and all those towns are on the map as I look at the website for reported incidents.
Yes, and I think the problem is far bigger than my towns, but when I was serving as a mayor of South Windsor, I recognized that there was an issue, and then we sort of brought the attention to other towns and other communities, and then before we knew it, every single community in the eastern part of Connecticut, and as if you look at the map, had multiple different homes, and then it was almost like a new disease that we were identifying, and then it blossomed into an epidemic.
Why, Senator, is it seem to be so endemic to the eastern part of the state? Is there something in the soil, something in the building there? Can you put a finger on it, or is this just one of those unknown mysteries that you can't really explain?
No, I think we know quite a bit now. I think it's all source of a quarry, which we believe is the source of the cement that was used, and that actually the mixture had led to the presence of a high amount of pyrrhotite, and that subsequently
right.
has oxidization, and then it starts to expand and crumbles the foundation. So all of these homes have one thing in common, for the most part, which is that the source of their material was from that single quarry.
Let's talk for a minute about, Senator, what, once again, the enormity of this is just depressing. 90 homes right now, maybe as many as 35,000. You have another 20 million, I think, coming in from the State Bond Commission. That's coming up next month, I guess it is, maybe October. But even so, that's a drop in the bucket. And right now, the way it's being funded, in part, is a $12 surcharge on home insurance policies. What are you going to do?
So my strategy is probably a little bit different. Now, in all that we have done so far, there is one group of people who have had a free pass, and that is the insurance industry. So the insurance industry's role has been almost zero as far as I am concerned, because we buy insurance for a disaster or a situation. And here we have a disaster,
right.
and all insurance companies, for the most part, have actually not taking the responsibility to pay to the community and the people who bought the insurance for that very reason, and they are trying to hide behind technicalities, which they changed in the middle of the game.
Oh,
how much?
Oh, nice.
Obviously, you're trying to do things through the State House. We know Joe Courtney's trying to do things through the Congress. But how much support is there on the upper national level to understand what a problem this is in our state?
So, Ray and Joe, our challenge is twofold. One, we need to do a far better job to make sure that the rest of the state of Connecticut recognizes that this issue is going to have a deep impact on the rest of the state. And the rest of the country also needs to recognize that we have a significant proportion from 10,000 to 35,000, like you have stated, of homes in an important state that are going to be impacted. And not only in Connecticut, now it's actually in Massachusetts. So it's more than one state that is actually deeply impacted, and so it should be considered a disaster of a bigger scale. If you think about it, if you have 3,000 to 4,000 homes that are impacted by a hurricane, it would be front page news in the country.
Yes,
it's a slow death.
We have like 10,000 to 35,000 homes that are getting slowly destroyed just because it's slow. It is not making national news, and it's just sad from that point of view.
I know. Well, so what do you plan to do? Are you going to try and get after the insurance companies? Going to have hearings? What are you going
to
do?
I think in order to go after the insurance companies, we will need to actually make sure that our leadership at the state level, the governor is, and the attorney general would be on board with us to be able to help us out. I think we have to get them in a nicer way to begin with, to actually tell them that, guys, you need to actually put your money in this situation and be able to address this, because I feel that the insurance companies that are not paying the amount that they owe to the victims, we need to put their names out there so the rest of the people can use their feet to move away from those insurance companies and go to the responsible ones.
All right.
Well, hopefully it works out. We've been talking about the crumbling foundation issue with State Senator Saad Anwar, who represents the 3rd District of East Hartford, East Windsor, South Windsor, and Ellington, and is the Deputy President pro tempore of the Senator. Senator, thank you. We appreciate the
time.
Thanks
for being on. It's going to be a long slog.
Well, it's not going to happen quickly, that's for sure, and it hasn't happened quickly. Yeah. And I just wonder, I know we got to get to break, but
the
enormity
is just...
Well, it's bigger than anybody had imagined.
Absolutely.
And I wonder how much help they're really getting from Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.